Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin and friends. And once again, my friends are my wife, Lisa.
Hello.
And my daughter, Jenna.
Hey. Happy and Valentine's Day.
Yes, it's Valentine's Day today. So I need to say happy anniversary to my son and his wife, Marie.
Jason and Marie. 2 years.
Yeah, happy anniversary, guys. And you know what? It's Valentine's Day. It's all about, you know, making sure you got the card, making sure you got the candy, making sure you got the flowers, whatever. Guys, step it up out there. Words of wisdom from Pastor Kevin. Make it right. Do the right thing. So anyway, let's move past Valentine's Day. It's such a great day, though. And start talking a little bit more about our topic for the day. And I wanted to make our topic for today about the favor of God. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the favor of God. And when you think about the favor of God, it's just like, how does it work? What is it like? How can we make that happen in our lives? And that's what we want to explore today. We want to look through the scriptures at different people that maybe had the favor of God in their life and try to break that down for you guys and show you just exactly how to apply the scriptures to our own lives and how to believe and put faith to work.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about when I say the favor of God, Jenna? What does that mean to you?
When you tell me the favor of God, I just think the blessings from God.
There you go.
I feel like blessings. It's just feeling blessed by the Lord. It's like he already blesses us, but it's like he's like, oh, I just... It's not, oh, what can I do to get the favor of God? It's like we already have the favor of God. We just have to operate in it. And so then I just feel the blessing. Like an example of how I experienced the favor of God is just in my life, I got a free car in a situation of time where I needed. Right. And that was definitely the favor of God because that usually doesn't happen.
Wrecked your other car, right?
Yeah.
So you had a little fender bender.
We won't talk about that, but it was an emotional time, which we learned about harnessing emotions the other day. But God was able to bless me through that time. And
that was just amazing.
Friendship that I made with people as well, but also the car and my job. I work for a job where I literally am basically a scientist, and I know nothing about, well, growing up, I know stuff now,
you know,
but
more than I would have known.
And I was basically, I felt very unqualified for this job, but the way God works is he'll qualify you for something that you feel unqualified for. And that's how you know
favor looks like.
The favor of the Lord.
So when you're sitting in a seat that you really shouldn't be sitting on or in, you know, it's like, the favor of God put me here.
God promotes you. And people are like, how in the world did you ever get that job? Or how did you get promoted? It's like, hey, favor ain't fair. This is what God has for me. It's a plan.
Yeah, I say that all the time, man. I look at people and, you know, you'll be sitting there and next thing you know, somebody took care of your check at the restaurant or something like that. And I just look at everybody and go, favor ain't fair. And we walk in the favor of the Lord in many different ways in our lives. And I think one of the keys to experiencing the favor of God in our life is actually recognizing and acknowledging the favor of God in our life, because a lot of things happen around you and in your life, and you can choose to give God glory for them, or you could choose to think that it's just random.
Oh, you were lucky. People will say, you really are lucky. I'm not lucky. I've got the blessings of the Lord on my life.
And the favor of the Lord is in my life. So I want to talk a little bit about a story in Genesis of somebody who I think had the favor of God in their lives beyond what we can even imagine. I mean, you can see throughout this story how the favor of God followed Joseph through his life. So I want to read a little bit. Jenna, you want to open us up in Genesis 39? Let's read verses 2 through 5 and just kind of open this up.
Okay, go ahead. Oh, wait, I go ahead. Okay. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house and all that he had put under his authority. So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So it's super cool, I guess. The guy, the Egyptian, saw the favor of the Lord on Joseph. He's like, hey, what's happening with this guy? It seems pretty cool. He's like, I'm going to put him, give him all of my authority so then I can get that favor. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I love this because there's a key there that each of us can know and understand and recognize. And that is this. It says, the Lord was with Joseph. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have the favor of the Lord in your life, you've got to come to a place where when somebody looks at your life, they can say about you, the Lord is with them. Wow. You know, I think I see that in your life, Lisa. I see that in your life, Jenna. And I can see it in my own life. I hope other people can see it as well, that the Lord is with us. Well, how do we get to a place in our life where, you know, we can actually be looked at and somebody says, the Lord is with you?
When we've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have the same favor that Jesus has. God sees us under that same favor. What Jesus has, we have.
I like that.
What Jesus is, we are too. We're joint heirs with Christ. And what Christ has, we have also. All the favor of God is abounding toward us, and we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus.
You know, we see that Joseph, he's in the Old Testament, so he didn't have Jesus yet, but he had God with him.
Yeah.
He was part of, he was, you know, a Jew. He was under the covenant of God in his life, and he was a successful man. And I love that it is a new covenant mindset that now Christ is in us, and we have the favor of God as well. But you know what? If we read a little bit farther down in Genesis 39, we can find out, we look and all of a sudden Joseph's in jail, right, Jenna?
Yeah.
He's in jail. You know, he still had the favor of the Lord, but Potiphar's wife accused him. The enemy's trying to attack his favor. So, Jenna, why don't you read that next portion of scripture in Genesis 39, 20 through 23,
yeah.
And let's hear a little bit more about this story of Joseph, because the favor of God is definitely on this guy.
Okay, let me read. So then Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. Whatever they did there, it was his doing. The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him. And whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper.
I love that. You know, I look at these, you know, lines in this portion of scripture, and it's the same line that was in the other one. It says, the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. But look at this. There's a key to favor that I want you to understand, everybody who's listening out there, is that God showed Joseph mercy and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper, in the sight of other people. I think one of the keys to recognizing that the favor of God is in our lives is that other people can see the favor of God in our lives. And how do people see Jesus in us?
Yeah, and I feel like you could truly see he had the favor of the Lord, because no matter where he was, whether he was with the king or he was with the prisoner, it's like the favor of the Lord carries with you everywhere. And that's the key. knowing that you have the favor, like my mom had said, but then walking in that favor everywhere you go. It's like, even when you don't see it, speaking it in faith. No, I have the favor of the Lord. And when other people, some people are very negative, they're like, oh, that won't happen. That won't happen. Say, yes, it will in Jesus' name. And walking in that authority that you do have that favor with the Lord. And in Luke 2:52, it says, and Jesus increased wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. So through Jesus, we have that increase of favor with us everywhere we go. It's just walking.
Yeah, I mean, he paid
it.
For us to have favor in our lives.
Amen.
Yeah, we're standing in the favor of God, and we need to possess it by faith.
Ah, that's a great truth right there. We got to possess it by faith.
When you wake up in the morning, say, thank you, Lord. I expect good things are going to happen to me today, that you have a plan and a purpose for me. You're directing my steps. My steps are ordered by you, and the favor of God is on me. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings, and I thank you, Lord. And just expect it. When you hit your feet, hit the ground, you walk into his favor.
Yeah, I love it. Standing in Genesis, it says the Lord was with Joseph. But let's look at that from the New Testament. You know, in Philippians 3:9-10, we see where it says, and be found in him, talking about Jesus, capital H, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, which is what you just said, Lisa, the righteousness which is from God by what?
Faith.
By faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. You know, that's like straight back into Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but not I, but Christ lives in me. And I've been talking about being hidden in Christ. And I think people will see the favor of the Lord on our lives when we are not living under our own righteousness, but under the righteousness that God gives us, not by our own favor, because you can have favor, you know, without God. Somebody can like you, somebody can give you favor in your life, and it have nothing to do with God. But we see that the favor of the Lord is actually on us, and he causes us, like it said in Genesis 39:23, the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. You know what I mean? So I believe that the world does have its own form of favor, but God's favor is way more powerful and in our life in a stronger way.
The blessings of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no sorrow to it. I don't remember the reference for that, but that just came to my heart when I heard you talking about favor.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Proverbs 11:25, the one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. So when you're a blessing to other people, with that favor of the Lord, you just want to bless people, not even wanting to be blessed back. You just do it just because you have that favor of the Lord on you, and you're just like, oh, I just love people. And I love what you said in Philippians 3:9-10, so I may know him. The more we know him, the more we spend time with him, the more it's like we'll just have the favor of the Lord just because we just love him.
Right.
And just spend time with him. But it's not even just because of that. He just blesses that.
So we say it all the time on the program, you know, if you want to know God more, you got to spend time with him. And if you want to spend time with him, that means you got to read the word. You got to get your Bible out. You got to get to know God and understand what your promises are in the word of God, knowing what God has promised you. You know, the favor of the Lord could be health in your body if you're sick. And then you learn in the scriptures that by his stripes I was healed. And then healing comes to you. That's the favor of the Lord. That is God, you know, bringing things to pass in your life through his word and through the truth. And then there's prayer time as well. You know, I always encourage people to spend time talking to God. One of the craziest ways that I really connect with God is to actually put him in the passenger seat of my truck when I'm driving by myself and actually having a conversation with him and talking to him like he's sitting right next to you, and then listening at times for him to speak back to you, and he'll speak to you in your heart.
And I'm sure you road rage a lot less when you know Jesus sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah,
you say, buckle up, Jesus. We're going for this.
I actually have a dashboard Jesus that I had on my old vehicle. I haven't put it on my new truck yet, but he would sit there right on the dash, and it would remind me when I would drive that, you know what, God's watching me, that God is with me, and that, you know, I need to be mindful of that. But
when you were talking about getting a word from the Lord, I know a lot of people will say, I have to go to this special speaker because I want a word from the Lord. This guy's having a conference over there. I want to go over there and get a word from the Lord. God's got a word for you every day.
Yeah.
Open up your Bible and he'll speak to you through it. He has special fresh manna for you every day. Seek him and he will give you a word.
Yeah, I mean, we're a little bit post-pandemic, but the world's still pretty freaked out on the whole COVID thing. But, you know, I really tied into the favor of the Lord when we were going through a lot of that stuff and tried to share with a lot of people Psalms 91. Let's maybe focus on Psalms 91 for a minute, because I think there may still be some people out there that are like, you know what? The world is really a dark place right now. The world is really coming after my faith. It's coming after my relationship with God. So we need to reaffirm our relationship with God sometimes. And I love scripture in Psalms 91. And why don't we read that?
Yeah. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wing you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look, and you will see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation."
Man, that is so good. You know, it's right there in verse 2, it says, "My God, in him I will trust." Yeah. You know, the key to the favor of God in your life is first to trust him. Then it's in verse 9, "Because you have made the Lord your refuge," because he is our refuge. That means he's our place of safety. He's our place of strength. You know, in the pandemic, a lot of people made their house their place of safety. They made a mask their place of safety. But I'm here today to say that the Lord is the true place of safety. And when you experience placing yourself in his refuge, then you will not have fear. You will not have anxiety. You will not have these things. And the favor of God will come upon you. And then I love it in verse 14, because he has set his love upon me. You know, that's the key. That's Jesus right there. This is Old Covenant, but it's talking about in the Old Testament, Jesus right here in verse 14. You always say, where's Jesus in the Old Testament? Right there.
Jesus,
he has set
love.
His love upon me.
Valentine's,
you know, God
Day
is love, and it's Valentine's Day. So we just want to talk about it and just say that God loves you today.
Yeah.
And he has set his love upon you, because in John 3:16, he said, you know, that God has, you know, given us his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. God set his love upon us when he sent Jesus to the cross to die for us. It was the greatest expression of the favor of God and the love of God that we're ever going to see in our lives. So I want to encourage each of you to, you know what, fall on the love of God that is found in his Son, Jesus Christ. Fall in love with him on Valentine's Day today, you know. Make Jesus your sweetheart, you know, and make him that love of your life, that one and only, you know, love that you will not sacrifice anything for in your life.
The unconditional love, the love that never ceases. It doesn't matter what you're doing or what things that you've gone through. Jesus always loves you, and he's not going to look at you any differently. He sees you through his son. And I just thank you that he sees you through himself, Jesus.
Yeah, right, right.
I love this. A pastor of mine in Tennessee, Pastor Jason Creech, he did this message, and it always spoke to me. He says, get a taste of the flavor of the favor. So once you get a taste of the favor of the Lord, you can't not want it. So you'll seek the Lord more. You're like, I love your favor, Lord, but he'll just bless you with that and just getting that flavor. And people will see that favor in you and they'll get a taste of it. And they'll be like, wait. Where's that coming from? Why do you want to just give me money? Like if you had a server who was really not the greatest server and then you just gave him $100 tip, she's like, what the heck? I was rude to you. Why would you give me this? It's like, because the Lord loves you. And she'll be like, what? Like
that's what unconditional love and favor looks like. Yeah. I mean, I'm so blessed and have favor in my life that I was actually at Dairy Queen one time and a homeless guy gave me $1. That's the favor of the Lord right there. When a homeless guy walks up and gives you $1, you know that the favor of the Lord is on your life. So I love that. I love in verse 15 of Psalm 91 where it says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, that's what it's all about. God wants to show you his salvation this Valentine's Day. He wants to show you he loves you and show you that you have purpose and meaning in your life. And it's all about you finding in your heart to trust God in your life and to trust him with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways begin to acknowledge him. And it says, he will direct your path. So I am believing that you will experience the favor of God in your life today. You'll walk the path of God in your life, and you'll begin to see miracles and the favor of the Lord come upon you, and people will notice it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. God's Rock presents a free Christian rock concert with artist Armor of God from Orlando, Florida. It's going to be February the 18th at 7 p.m. at the God's Rock campus here at Lighthouse Christian Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. For more information, you can give us a call at 321-749-7234 or go to our website at godsrock.life. All right, everybody, we're back from the break. Once again, we want to say thanks to all of our sponsors, and we are just so excited here at Turn the Light On. We've been talking about God's favor. We talked about Joseph and how the favor of God is all over his life. We read out of Psalms 91 and how the favor of God is on us and his protection, and he's our refuge and our strength. What a great program. I hope you guys have really enjoyed it today. Let's just finish up with a little bit more. What do you think?
I love Ephesians 3:20-21. This is one of my favorite verses. Jenna, will you read that?
Yeah. It says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." Wow, I received that. That's powerful.
Breakthroughs are coming. The Lord has blessings for you. There's more suddenlies coming. Favor is the goodness of God.
Amen.
The doors that look closed will open.
I believe
that. God will make a way where there seems to be no way.
That's right.
Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And that is the favor of the Lord.
Yeah, so I would encourage you, be confident, you know, that Jehovah Jireh is in our life. He's our provider. He's going to meet all of your needs. Trust him, and according to his riches and glory, and it's in Christ Jesus. So you got to be found in Christ today.
Yeah, just say, blessings are going to chase me, the favor of God. Everyone will just see the Lord from the favor that is blessed.
Yeah, it's going to overtake you in your life. Yeah, the same way with Joseph. Doesn't matter what you do, where you go, you will prosper.
So I think that we should do a little confession to speak over our lives. And if you guys will repeat me, I've written down some words that I think would be powerful in our lives. I believe good things are happening to me.
I believe good things are happening to me.
Thank you, Lord, that people go out of their way to bless me.
Thank you, Lord, that people go out of their way to bless me.
You prosper me, and I walk in divine health.
You prosper me, and I walk in divine health.
Thank you, Lord, that your favor is on me for a lifetime.
Thank you, Lord, that your favor is on me for a lifetime.
And you have an amazing destiny for me.
And you have an amazing destiny for me.
Amen.
Come on, that's such a good thing to speak over your lives. And you guys, think of things that you can speak over your lives. Find things. Expect the favor of God. Experience the favor of God in your life, because God is waiting for us to walk in his favor. It's already been given to you. Jesus gave you favor at the cross when he said, "It is finished." All the favor that you're ever going to get in your life came into your life that day. So now it's up to you to walk in the favor of the Lord and let others see it. Thank you today for tuning in to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.